This is Peter Sagal, and you're listening to NPR Laughter Therapy for the Chronically Serious. A number of years ago, a bill was passed in Congress which allowed makers of nutritional supplements to make wild health claims without any actual scientific proof. It helps the immune system, believed by some to regrow hair, that sort of thing. Well, we figure this CD is a kind of audio supplement, so the same rules should apply to us. Therefore, it's perfectly legal for us to say that this recording will straighten your spine, improve your energy, and make every boyfriend or girlfriend who ever dumped you suddenly, without any reason that they're aware of, miss you. How is this possible, you may ask? The cure of laughter, my friend. And not just laughter, NPR laughter, which is a special kind of laughter, because not only do you get the benefits of humor, you also get the extra special benefit of knowing in your heart of hearts that less intelligent people wouldn't get these jokes. Well, who am I, you ask, to make these outlandish yet completely non-actionable promises? Why, hello, Paula Poundstone. How nice of you to drop by in the form of a tape clip. What do you have to say?
Peter Sagal is great. He is really a clever, funny guy.
Why, thank you, Paula. That was very kind of you. That's right. I'm Peter Sagal, and I am a clever, funny guy. And I am the host of NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Not only that, but hey, here's Stephen Colbert to add his 2 cents.
That man is a pirate.
Well,
might as well have a parrot and an eye patch.
That's right. I'm a clever, funny guy who's actually a pirate. And if you don't believe it, take it up with them. And you can't, because they're on tape and not even in this room, and neither am I. So you could shout, no, it's not true, you're not a funny, clever guy who's a pirate, at your stereo or MP3 player, but it won't do you a lick of good, because I can't hear you. However, Stephen Colbert and Paula Poundstone show up in this collection, talking about things other than me, as do Mel Brooks, Joan Rivers, Phyllis Diller, Eugene Levy, Mo Rocca, and Drew Carey, who do not talk about me at all. And be on the lookout for several fake news stories. Not only are they painfully funny, they aren't true. I'm not going to tell you which ones. They're sprinkled in with the real interviews with comedians. As you listen, and as you become alarmed at the thought that these stories could in fact be real, just say to yourself, it's just NPR being funny. It's just NPR being funny, which will be soothing, and it will also be the first time that phrase has ever been said in the history of the world. A couple of years ago, Stephen Colbert, who was known then only as a contributor to Comedy Central's The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, came on the air to discuss his new program, The Colbert Rapport. He said at the time, it's going to be a program that, with its will toward justice, will slowly change the great ship of destiny. Well, with a gift for prose like that, not to mention good ratings, a book was inevitable. And Stephen Colbert wrote one called I Am America, and So Can You. Stephen Colbert joins NPR's Robert Siegel.
Are you still trying to get the great ship of destiny to change course?
Oh, we have. At this point, we've actually driven the great ship of destiny aground. And we've stormed the beach.
Now, on the principle that the best way to judge any book is by its cover,
yes.
I'd like to talk with you about the cover of your book, which is quite remarkable, starting with the sort of silver foil seal that's on the front of the book.
Yes, my book, I'm proud to say, won the first annual Stephen T. Colbert Award for the Literary Excellence. It wasn't so much of a shock as it was an honor. But the stars aligned, and I won the first one. But that doesn't mean I'll necessarily win the second one.
Does this, I'm trying to make out the representation, is it a book on fire?
It is a burning book. That is the representation on the foil seal.
Now, the blurb on the back cover of the book,
this was a huge, huge get for us. The blurb says, a great read. I laughed, I cried, I lost 15 pounds. I cannot recommend this book highly enough. Stephen Colbert.
You got Stephen Colbert to do the blurb.
I did. Again, what are the odds? I want to make sure everybody knows that they should only buy authorized copy of the book, by the way. There are a lot of Chinese knockoffs out there.
Yeah, mine actually has a little warning, it's like in a pack of cigarettes, warning several reportages of illegal produced issues of this book from Glorious People's Republic of China stealing into bookstores.
Yeah, actually, I believe it says waning.
Oh, waning, you're right.
Not warning.
Waning, yes.
And if yours says warning, then you probably have a Chinese knockoff. And I would get my money back and tell me where you bought it, because that man is a pirate.
Well,
you might as well have a parrot and an eye patch.
Well, not to finish with the cover, on the inside flyleaf, as where we would expect.
You could finish with the cover, by the way. I don't expect anyone to read this book. If they buy it, well, my job is done. I'm not a huge fan of books. I am a huge fan of sales.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?